Okay, so the title of today is How to Win Brownie Points with the Missus. Or actually, or anyone else around you. How to win brownie points. Or somebody else said actually, or how to keep out of the doghouse. Yeah, it's nice. I like that phrase, yeah. Now, in Ephesians 5, Paul compares the church to the relationship of a husband and wife. Now, as we know, husband and wife relationships can be complex. We can make them very complicated, can't we? We do, don't we? Yeah, because we're human. We like to complicate things sometimes. But a husband and wife relationship, yeah, that Paul compares the church, the relationship of a husband and wife. I think it's quite interesting that he compares the church to the first bride in the Bible, so Eve. So Eve was taken from Adam's side, and Christ's side was pierced for us. Quite nice, that, isn't it? Yeah. So Eve taken from the side of Adam, but Christ's side was pierced for us. She was formed when Adam was asleep. I'm not saying that men are always asleep, especially not when rugby or football's on. Yeah? Yeah. So, but while Adam was asleep, she was formed. When Christ was resting in death, the church began. Yes, what a beautiful analogy there, isn't it? So husbands, when you fall asleep, we're not going to get quite so upset anymore. Okay? Eve shared Adam's nature. We share Christ's nature. Eve was the object of Adam's love and care. Christ loves the church and he cares for her. That's you guys. He loves you. He wants to care for you. Sometimes we don't let him, but he wants to care for you. He loves you and he wants to care for you. Adam was willing to become a sinner because of his love for his wife. And Christ was made sin because of his love for the church. That's a big thing, isn't it? Yeah. So Adam was willing to become a sinner because of his love for his wife. He loved his wife so much, he did what he shouldn't have done. And he knew. I'm convinced he knew. Yeah, he did it. But he loved his wife so much. But Christ was made sin. So he went on that cross. He died that horrific death because he loves us. He loves us so much. And sometimes we underestimate that. We underestimate just how much God loves us. We come very blasé sometimes in the things we say. Jesus died on the cross. Da-dum. A bit bigger than that, isn't it? It's a wee bit bigger than that. Let's not get blasé in understanding just how much God loves you. And just what he was prepared to do. Because he loves you. Eve was formed and brought to Adam, sit before sin entered the human family. And the church was in the heart and mind of God before the foundation of the world. We are not an afterthought. You are not an afterthought. Our children are not actually afterthoughts. Sometimes we have children that we perhaps haven't planned. Yeah, but you know what? They're not afterthoughts. God knew before the foundation of the world. So this morning then, seeing as God obviously values marriage and talks about relationship in such a powerful way right through the Bible, I want us to think about how should a husband treat his wife. So shall we have the first slide up there? Your first brownie point, guys. How to win your brownie point. You need to love your wife above anything and everything. Ooh, that's quite a call, isn't it? Love your wife above anything and everything. Okay, God first. Yeah, we'll let God go first, okay? God should be first. We'll accept that. We'll let you love God first. But after God, it's me. Okay, love? Me. I am the most important person in your world. Yeah, it is. Most important person. That's what you need to be. So he should love you. You should love your wife above everything. There are different types of love. Friendship love, best friend love, eros love. Yeah, but what I want to talk about this morning is genuine love. Yeah, let's get rid of all those posh words. Let's talk about genuine love. When you love your wife, yeah, or your husband, or your friends, actually you will put them first. You will put them above stuff, instead of stuff. You'll go the extra mile, as they say, even though the extra mile might be 20 miles. Yeah? But you will do that because you love them. So you'll put them first. And sometimes we do that even if they don't deserve it. Now, I know all you mums probably deserve to be loved like that all the time. Okay? But I'm not perfect. Honest. It's true. You didn't argue with me, did you? Yeah, you didn't argue with me. I am not perfect. But you know what? This man still chooses to love me. He still chooses to put me first, even though I'm not perfect, even though I get it wrong, and I mess up, and I have mardies and tantrums and spend too much on eBay. He still loves me. He still loves me, even though I'm not perfect. So I want to challenge you. That's really hard to do. Loving somebody above everything. What's the football rugby that's on at the minute? Is it nation, five nations, six nations? Six nations. Gone to six, hasn't it? Was five for a while. Gone to six, hasn't it? So even above the Six Nations or Wimbledon, even above that posh car, even above your job or your hobby, do you love them above that? Oh, am I cutting close now? Yeah, above all of those things. So could you imagine how our marriages would just be transformed if we just did that? How different. And I'm so okay, so we're talking about the men to the women, but you know, how about if we did it back? Whoa. Wouldn't all our relationships be absolutely transformed? Wouldn't our church be transformed if we suddenly loved each other unconditionally, going the extra mile? If we loved each other above other things? Bit of a challenge there, isn't there? Christ gave himself for the church. He gave himself. Are you prepared to give yourself? Because that's what it's about, isn't it? Giving yourself, going the extra mile. Are you prepared to sacrifice yourself for your husband or wife or your friends or your colleagues? Are you prepared to do that? So that's the kind of love that the Word of God says husbands should have for their wives. But I come back to mutual. We should do it back. Sorry, ladies. Okay, we should do it back. Okay, so the first one there, first brownie point, love your wife above anything. You know what your anything is and everything. You need to decide what you're doing on that one. So number two, he should praise her and not criticize her. I have to say, actually, for women particularly, this is a hard one. Because you know what? If we're criticized, we feel it. It hurts. When you criticize us women, we are damaged. That sounds really hard, doesn't it? But actually, we feel it. And it quite often lasts for a long while. We may brush it off. We may pretend to brush it off. But when somebody says something that criticizes you, it hurts. I had somebody once criticise me after praying for some people. This is a poor geesh. I think it was before marriage, maybe. probably were going out time. Somebody else, not you, somebody else actually, well, honest, it wasn't you, love. Yeah, somebody else criticised me. And at that point, it's, that's it. I'm never going to pray with anybody ever again. I'm not going to do it. Can't do it. Can't hold that responsibility. Just can't do it. So I could have held on to that criticism, and it could have stopped me from doing anything God's ever wanted to do in my life. So I could have held on to it. So women, we need to learn how to respond to criticism and not hold on to it and bring it up in every argument. Yeah, and not hold on to it and let it affect our lives. And not hold on to it so that it stops you becoming who you should become. But guys, prevention is better than cure, okay? It's easier to prevent it. So don't criticize. What you need to do is praise and encourage. We easily slip into negatives. When I work with children, one of the things I say to people is, as a childcare worker, what you have to learn to do is to turn the negative into a positive. So instead of don't let the bikes go down the hill, it's let's keep the bikes at the top of the hill, shall we? I'm saying exactly the same thing, but not different. Don't let the bikes go down the hill, or let's keep the bikes at the top of the hill. Different thing. So we need to learn to say positive stuff. Yeah? So men, you need to praise us every day. We need every day. So wouldn't it be lovely if we all woke up to the, oh, love, I love you so much, you are special to me. Rather than, oh, what time is it? We've got to move. Where's the dog? Yeah, wouldn't it be lovely to hear? I love you. You are special to me. Do you think men, can you say that for me? Sweetheart. Probably. Do you think we could practice? Should we say sweetheart? Do you say sweetheart? Are you sweetheart people? Sweetheart, let's go for sweetheart. Sweetheart, I love you. You are special to me. Can we practice that, men? Yeah. Can't hear you. Say it now. I love you. You're special to me. There we go. Well done. Okay, so sweetheart, I love you. You are special to me. I can't hear you, men.
Sweetheart, I love you. You are special to me.
So this is what you need to say every morning when you wake up. Okay, this is what you need to say. So you need to keep saying, you know, perhaps that's sort of when it's just us. Okay. When you're with friends, you need to be saying, my wife is the best. Yeah, isn't my wife awesome? Yeah, you know, actually, when we're praised in front of other people, it makes a difference. But the same goes the other way, ladies. We do need to encourage our guys. Because as much as they may not hurt or react in perhaps the same way as us ladies, because there is a gender difference, I don't care what anybody says, there is a gender difference. Yeah, they still hurt. We need to encourage our men. And sometimes we think they're men, they don't need to hear this. But they do. They do need to hear that you love them. They do need to know that you think they are the best thing since sliced bread. And that they are the best thing that ever happened to you. So we need to tell them, ladies. We need to tell them too. Yeah. You might want to, in my notes I put here, praise her for her housework. But in our house, I don't do any housework. I'm not quite sure what you'd praise me for doing at home, Mike, probably making the mess. Yeah, but we need to just thank her for the stuff that she does, the stuff that women do day in, day out for you. Yeah, I don't know what you do in your house or what the women do in your house, if it's paying bills or sorting washing or dishwashing or shopping and cooking, all of those things. Just say thank you. Thank you, I appreciate it. You are the best shepherd's pie maker. Yeah, we're happy with that, we're happy. So praise her, do not criticize. So think about how you say things, okay? Okie dokie. So number three, third brownie point, Matthew. There we go. He should pay her attention and let her know she is special. I read a thing about this. It was quite funny. I've got to share it. This lady, she says, I went to see my dad. Yeah, I went to my dad. but he wasn't listening to me. He was watching telly. Yeah? She says, but the problem is, she'd come home and she says to her husband, I need to take about £500 out of savings to buy a new telly for my dad. Why? What's happened? Is this telly not working? What's up? Well, I was talking and he was watching TV, but he just wouldn't listen. So I took a hammer and I smashed the telly. Little bit dramatic. He was like, oh no, you could have been hurt. I know, but I really wanted him to listen. But you know what my dad did, she said? Got up. He didn't say a word. And he went into the bedroom and started watching telly. I think he was listening, wasn't he? He just didn't want to. Yeah, that's a bit dramatic, trying to get somebody's attention by smashing their telly, especially when rugby's on. Don't do it, okay? We need to spend time and let people know that you're paying attention. And, you know, we all lead very, very busy lives, and it is hard. I really do understand it's hard. But actually to take a little bit of time and just let somebody know you are special. I'm going to pay you some attention. I'm going to pay you attention. Yeah, the word sanctify means set apart for your attention. Yeah, so we need to set apart time. Yeah, so instead of picking up the newspaper or looking at Google, or how many of us sit on the phones all the time? Phones and iPads. Jeez, they are conversation killers or what? Yeah, it's like, get a life, folks. Switch your phones off. It's okay to switch your phone off and have a conversation. I think in today's society, if you were to switch your phone off and say, I'm going to switch my phone off and pay you attention, I think most of us would be floored. People don't do that, do they? They just don't do it. So I want to encourage you. How are you going to pay attention? Yeah? Wives aren't interested in your fame, your wealth, or your possessions. They're interested in you. But more than that, they want you to be interested in them. Okay? Take that to other contexts then. When you're talking with people, you need to be interested in them. Interested in them, what are they doing? I talk with our parent and toddler staff. We say, you know, when parents come in, what they want to hear is that their children are gorgeous, that they're special, don't they play lovely, they're really nice, and wow, you're doing a great job. That's what they want to hear. They want to hear that you are interested in their child. And if their child messes up, they're interested that you say, it's okay, they're here to learn. That's what this place is for. So you show an interest in their children. And you're showing an interest in them. But you have to do it. Take time. So with your friends, yeah, are you paying attention to them and their needs? Or are you just so preoccupied with me, or I, or me, or a bit more me? Yeah? What are you actually paying attention to? Who are you paying attention to? So let's not criticize. We need to let her know that she is special. The fourth brownie point. There we go. A strong spiritual leader. People don't always understand this. But you know, actually, one of the things when I was praying about having a husband, I said, God, I want a man who loves you. I want a man that serves you. I want a man that will lead me and help me grow. Well, I certainly got that. Yeah. But my prayer was that I had a man of God in my life. Yeah. And that's what we need. Yeah, the world doesn't acknowledge that bit. But actually, we need someone who's going to love us, care for us, that is going to have that big desire to serve God no matter what. And as part of that, just wrapping you up in that. Yeah, does that make sense? Yeah, that we can be wrapped up in their care for us because they want us to grow spiritually as well, and for us to be in the presence of God. And you know, I know how hard it is as a mum when you've got little ones. I remember when our kids were tiny, Rachel won't like me for saying this, but she were a piggy nightmare. As a baby, she was hard work, and I remember leaving her in creche. She screamed. Yeah, we're in Blidderth, they were in a totally different room. In fact, they reached a point where they used to take her out for a walk in a buggy, so I couldn't hear her screaming. And at that point, the mum bit of me, kicking in, wanted to go out and just be with her, and be with her in creche, and be there in creche. Yeah, that was all that was screaming in inside me. Mike was like, Liz, no, you need to sit in here, and you need to relax under the word of God. And Rachel's going to be okay. Do you know what? I have to admit this. He was right. Yeah, he was right. I did need it. I needed to be under the word of God. So I'd got a good spiritual leader that saw beyond the current situation. He saw what God was doing, which is far more important sometimes, isn't it? And I think, you know, when a husband shows his lack of want, his lack of relationship with God, or his lack of wanting to press in there, actually that can make us feel insecure. Yeah, we can be insecure because of our husband actually not pressing on in with his relationship with God. It can make a difference. So again, when you've got friends around you that you know aren't pressing in, that can affect you. It can affect you and your relationship with them. So just as a quick recap then. So men, are you going to say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Okay? So husbands, love your wives above everything and anything. Are you loving her above everyone and everything in the world? Are you doing that? Are you doing that with other relationships in your life? Next one. Are you praising her and not criticizing? That can be hard when you're in a habit. So it's a real challenge to think before we open our mouths. What am I saying? We used to have a phrase in our house, if it doesn't build up, shut up. Yeah, that was said quite a bit in our house, wasn't it, Daniel? Yeah, if it doesn't build up, shut up. Not having it, okay? Next one. Are you paying her attention and letting her know she is special? Are you paying her attention? That doesn't mean necessarily gifts and all those stuff. Is it, what does it mean for her? Yeah, if Mike was to cancel a meeting just to be with me, I'd be gobsmacked. Yeah, I wouldn't want him to. Yeah, but you know what I mean? So for me, that time is precious because I know Mike's time is precious. So that would mean a huge amount to me. But what is it for your wife that would matter to her? What is it that would make her feel special? And guess how you'll find out? Ask her. Just ask her. What would you like me to do? How can I help you? Yeah, you'll know what flicks her switch. You will. And then the last one. Are you being the strong spiritual leader that she wants and needs? So there's a few bits there for us to work towards. But you know, we're human and we don't always get it right. But we have an amazing God who wants to bless you, encourage you, and give you all that you need in your relationships. So when you're finding them hard and tough going, because sometimes they are, admit it. Who's going to admit it with me? Sometimes relationships are hard work, yeah? Yeah, and sometimes they're awesome. But even in those times, we need God's grace. So I come back to that mutual bit, that together bit. Are you together? Are you loving each other above anyone, everyone and everything? Are you praising each other and not criticizing each other? Are you paying each other attention? Yeah, are you, and letting them know they are special? Actually, together, are you growing in your spiritual walk? So there's some challenges for us this morning. But I really believe God wants us to be strong in our relationships. Because as we are strong in our relationships as a church, we will grow. Yeah, because it'll be something fantastic to grow from. So I hope that word hasn't told you off, but encouraged you. And now you can remember how to get your brownie points. Okay, so brownie points.